You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show Podcast with John Baglio.
Hey, this is Jason. This is John?
Jason, it is John. How are you?
Sounds a little more like James Earl Jones this morning, but yeah, it's me.
James Earl Jones, nice. You doing voice work on the side now?
Man, I wish. That'd be fun. Every time I go on a radio station, I'm like, whoa, guy's got some pipes. I'm like, well, I don't know about that, man.
I've actually said that. I envy your voice a little bit.
Yours sounds good to me, brother.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's lots of processing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Every record you listen to.
Just wanted to get caught up with you. You're on the main stage at Big Ticket Festival this Saturday afternoon at 5:10, shortly before the Newsboys.
You know, I got to be honest. I mean, Big Ticket is one of our favorites. And, in fact, one of the best shows I ever saw was by the Newsboys at Big Ticket. So, man, excited about being able to share the stage with those guys. And, of course, you know, I don't know if people don't know this or anything, but Michael Tate and I go back a little ways. And we actually did a tour with him years ago when it was just a tape band, so we really look forward to hanging out with him again. We had many a late-night Waffle House laughing and talking and me asking all the typical fan questions about DC Talk and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he still gets that.
Yeah, but you know, the cool thing is he was always patient. It didn't matter how late we stayed up at Waffle House. He just kept on sharing and talking, and what a great guy.
Jason is the lead singer for Building 429, and you had sort of a rearranging of priorities recently, the journey that you've been on from your last CD to this one. Talk to me about that just a little bit, including the opportunity to lead worship at your church.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things I said I didn't ever want to do, be a worship pastor. And what was interesting was that I think that what it did is it freed me up in a lot of ways when I finally kind of surrendered to that. Because what happened was I came off the road off a long tour, and my pastor at my church said, hey, our worship pastor just left. We're coming up on Christmas. I've got 4 services I'd love to let you lead if you'd be up for it. And I'm like, I got time off. Why not? You know, I'll do it. And I did it, and I ended up absolutely loving, just completely falling in love with it and just having just a great time. And really what was cool was, you know, building 429 was just that dichotomy of, like, trying to lead people in worship but also trying to be an entertaining and fun band to watch. You know what I'm saying? And what ended up happening was I was able to go to be a worship leader at my church and really just embrace that worship leader side of me that I didn't even know I had, that spiritual, deeper spiritual mentoring type side of me. And it allows me to come out with Building 429 and have that depth when I need it, but also just to have fun, you know, just to come out and love what I'm doing and love being able to bless God's people and encourage them and not feel like I have to put a sermon on them every time I'm on the stage. Because at church, that's my responsibility. At church, my job as a worship leader is to challenge people, to move them, to get them ready for the message, but then also to kind of come back and add some extra pieces to the message as the worship leader and try to tie everything together. And man, I absolutely love it. And it's just been a great thing. When I get sick and tired of leading worship at church, I hop on a bus and I go play a rock show. And when I get tired of rock shows, I hop on a bus and go home and lead worship. It's pretty great.
The best of both worlds.
It really is.
And taking that time, coming off the road to get plugged back into your local church and to lead worship, really helped to influence the sound of this new CD.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you listen to our new record, there are moments when it sounds like we're in an arena, you know, doing like an arena rock show, and it sounds like there's 1,000 people singing with us. Well, that's because there is. I mean, my worship team, I actually called them in and had them come in and sing with us on several of the songs. And I mean, it sounds huge when you hear all of them kind of all shouting out. I think that because of the struggle of the road and of not being plugged into the church, I felt like building our well was starting to dry up a bit, you know, in terms of what we were pouring out of in the past. And there were really questions of, like, do we really have anything left to say that's really that important? And then, man, we came around this time, and I just felt like it was easy to write the songs for this record. I cannot tell you how easy it was. I mean, I just basically spit out what was on my heart. It was just one of those cool moments where God just kind of showed up in the studio and said, see, you know, when you have accountability and you actually lock into my word and you actually become a part of my body of, you know, of the church, then you have something to say that's useful when you go on the road. And it's kind of, for all of us, it's like, all right, so now that things are really taking off again, we got to be careful and make sure we stay connected, because honestly, that was the lifeblood for this record.
Our guest this morning, Jason, lead singer from Building 429. The song we've been playing most recently is called Listen to the Sound.
Listen to the Sound is one of those songs that started off kind of being just a fun tune. And it was interesting, though, because what we really dug into on Listen to the Sound was our prayer lives and the voice of God. and really trying to get dig down to what does it take to hear the voice of God. And I think the truth is the voice of God has always been consistent. It's always been the same. Our lives have just gotten so much more noisy. I mean, we've got all kinds of social media and cell phones that are now computers, all this kind of stuff going on, and it's harder for us to sit still long enough to actually hear the voice of God speak to us. And this song says two things that I think are really key. It says, you'll never know what faith is till you don't understand, because sometimes it takes the silence to finally hear his plan. So listen to the sound of hope that's rising. And that was the idea behind Listen to the Sound.
How's everything else going? The family doing well?
The family's doing great. The band's doing awesome. We are honestly, I think this too. If you've ever seen Building 429 before and you liked it, well, you're gonna love it now. if you've ever been a doubter of what Building 429 was about and it wasn't really your thing, my challenge to you is just check it out one more time, because I think it's so different. So we are absolutely stoked to be able to go out on Big Ticket on the main stage and to show people what we've kind of been dreaming up, and we're thrilled about what's going on for us. We're about to be going out on a fall tour with a band you may have heard of called Leland, and another band called Royal Taylor, which, by the way, Royal Taylor, if you haven't seen these guys, you better check them out, because they're going to be the band that blows up this year. I really believe that.
Oh, no kidding.
For real.
Putting more information on our website, wcsg.org, keyword mornings. Jason from Building 429, really looking forward to seeing you guys on the main stage Saturday afternoon at 5:10. And God bless you, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for listening to this family-friendly morning show podcast with John Baglio.